If a person sends out a lit fire in the hands of a cheresh shoyter or a katan, pater b'dinei adam v'chai b'dinei shemayim. So he's pater b'dinei adam, because normally if you would send it to another person and he's like your shliach, ain shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore he's not really your shliach and you really are chayv. He can't take shlichas for you to do an avera. But here they're not fitting to be a shliach. That's what Tosfos says. So therefore, you're potem b'dinei adam v'chai b'dinei shemayim. B'min shemayim, you are chayv. You shouldn't have done this. Sholach b'yad pikeach, ha-pikeach chayv. But if you send it to somebody that's not these, that's a regular person, then he's chayv, because ain shliach l'dvar avera. Like the Gemara says, the divrei arav, the divrei atamid. If you have the master telling you one thing and the talmud of the master telling you something else, you're supposed to listen to the master, who's the ribon shalom, not somebody else. Echad hevi yesa'or, v'echad hevi yesa'etzim. If a person brings fire, let's say burning coals on fire, and then one person brings wood. The guy that brought the wood after, he's chayev. Because the klal is you go after the last person. And Rashi says if it was not for the last guy that brought the wood and continued the process, the initial fire wouldn't have done anything. And if he did it in reverse, one guy put the wood down, and then the guy came along, and afterwards he put the hot fire, flame, coals, whatever, on the wood. So the guy that brings the fire, he's chayev, because he's bringing it last. What if there was already fire and wood, but it went out, and then comes along somebody else and he blows on it to reignite it, and then it goes and causes damage. The guy that blew it, he's chayev. Libsa haruach, kulan peturin. But if a ruach, Tfresol explains, that's not mitsuya, non-common wind, goes and blows it and starts it over again and causes a fire, then everybody's potter. And therefore, Tfresol says, the case previously, up until now, was always with a ruach mitsuya, obviously. Mishnah continues, Asholechas be'erav ha'ochla etzim, o avanim, o ofer, chayiv. The person sends out fire, and it goes and consumes wood, stones, or dirt, he's chayiv on everything. Shenemar kitetze eshim motza koitzim v'nechol godish, o hakomo, o hasada, shalom yishalom ha'maver es ha'beira. Avra godish u'gavoa arba amos, o derech harabim, if the fire passes a fence that's higher than 4 amos, and it's 4 amos higher than the actual wood of the fire, the Gemara explains, o derech harabim, or it passed through a derech harabim, it went over the width of 16 amos, which is derech harabim, the Rab points out, o nahar, or a river, potter. All these cases are potter. The Rishonim point out that this is dafka talking about a case where you lit it in your own rishus, in your own chatzar, or whatever. But if you lit it directly into your friends, even if there was a fence or any of these cases, you would be chayiv. There's no shear or anything when you light it in your friends. It's dafka when you light it in your own. Hamadlich b'tayich shalo. Now this is also continuation. If there is no separation, this is the way the Tosfos Yontif reads the Mishnah. If there is no separation, ad kama tavor hadleika. So you lit it in your own chatzar. How big of an area do we say that you're ultimately responsible for? If a guy has a field that's a million miles wide, and the fire happens to go even further than that, he's not responsible. But what's the minimum amount that you're responsible for when you light it in your own field, like the Rishonim point out? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omerono sokilu hu be'emsa base core. We look at it as if you are in the middle of a base core. Meaning, if you had half of a base core in every direction, so if you were in the center of it, and then every direction was half of that, then you're going to be potter. But if it's less than that, then you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer Meshisha Asar Amos Kederchus Sarab. It doesn't mean that Taisantif says you're within 16 Amos. It means that you have 16 Amos in each side, Derechus Sarab. If you have anything of that or more, you're potter. Less, you're chayiv. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chamishim Amo. Rabbi Kiva says 50 Amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and the halacha the Rav says is like Rabbi Shimon, Shalom Yishalim Amavir Sabeira Hakol Lefi Hadleika. Everything is according to the fire. If it was a big flame and it can really go far, then you're chayiv for that. But if it's a small flame, then you're only chayiv for what it can go to. I'm not sure what this means exactly, just because any small flame can become a huge flame. Maybe it means if a flame can never get to become a big flame, then you're potter if like a little flame goes really far. But a large flame, a brush fire that you caused, even if it's very, very far, you're still going to be chayiv.